Patrick Square in Clemson, and Seneca on Highway 123.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What we're looking for is a new, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, my friends at Engineered Sleep, I'm going to have lunch with Jay and Davis Orders on Thursday when we get back in town. I can't wait. It's going to be a great day and learn much more about Engineered Sleep and EngineeredSleep.com. Hey, if you're in Greenville right now, if you work for Michelin, if you work for ScanSource, if you work for Greenville Health Systems or Bond Secure St. Francis, or if you listen to WCCP, you can receive a discount. Tell them that Mickey sent you, and man, you're going to love that discount as you get off an already low price. Listeners of my show understand the difference in retail and wholesale. Why pay retail when you can pay wholesale? On top of that, why get a mattress that's manufactured, that sits in a warehouse, that's boxed up, and who knows how long it's been sitting there? Go with the best in the business. Go with Engineered Sleep and EngineeredSleep.com. Get a mattress that's going to be made for you and the exact needs. You're going to love it. It's my great friends at Engineered Sleep. Check them out online, EngineeredSleep.com. Their warehouse, their showroom off of Congaree Road in Greenville. Great friends, good guys there. Zach, I have you right now, I hope. I know you have.
Oh, of course.
10 phone calls. Get a couple thoughts. And by the way, we'll still take phone calls in this segment, this hour.
864-654-ROAR. Ah, you beat me to it.
654-7627. One of the things I thought about last night in my 3-mile walk home is
that far.
Yeah, with radio equipment. That's okay. That was my fault for leaving so late. There's the Statehouse flag is flying right now. The Clemson flag is flying over the Statehouse, I should say. So the Clemson flag is over the Statehouse, and that's always good for friends in Columbia. And it reminded me of signs and what's going to happen here. You know, you'll have more road signs now entering the state of South Carolina on 85. You'll see, you know, welcome to South Carolina, home of the 2018 National Football Champion Clemson Tigers. How about signs around Death Valley? You didn't like putting up the Final Four signs around places.
No.
But there's another Natty sign going up, buddy.
The Natty sign is what we need to be putting up, not that Final Four nonsense. We're not here for participation. We're here to win.
You hang Final Four banners in the Dean Dome and in Cameron Indoor. You can do that there.
This ain't basketball, is it?
No, you're right. You're right. But it is to make it to playoffs is awfully special.
Hey, but none of that matters because we won the game last night. We won the national championship last night.
Right.
It's a good problem to have to try to figure out where you're going to put another national championship sign in your stadium.
I tell you what another good problem to have is going to see your loan officer today to see how much you can afford for national championship gear.
Oh, buddy. Can you co-sign for me? Because, my goodness, I don't think I'm going to have enough credit to extend on out.
Hats, shirts, sweatshirts, koozies, cups, tumblers, flags, car flags. It's going to be a big, big trip up to Tiger Sports Shop and see this, folks. I know they were open last night after the game was over, Tiger Sports Shop was, so that's pretty cool. I did not hear the post game show, Eric and the guys and Qualk and the guys, everybody. I'm sure everybody was just walking around just on cloud nine there.
Yeah, I had to reel Macklin in a couple of times last night. You know, he's all excited. I had to reel him in during the game. You know, he's texting me things we got to do during the post game. I was like, let's finish the game. Qualk was very excitable last night. You know, it was the longest fifth quarter show we've had all season, and for good reason. There was a bunch to talk about, a bunch to reflect on, and interviews to play, and just excitement to share with everybody out there. So it was a great time. We enjoyed it and was happy to bring it to you here on WCCP.
Some of the numbers that came out of last night, now that we've kind of had a chance to catch our breath a little bit, Alabama had 23 first downs, Clemson 21. Alabama outrushed Clemson 148-135. Clemson outpassed Alabama 347-295. It was Trevor Lawrence going 20 of 32 for 347 and three touchdowns. Justin Ross, 6 catches, 153 yards and a touchdown. T. Higgins, 3 catches, 81 yards and a touchdown. Amari Rodgers had two catches for 30 yards, including a 26-yarder. Fisher, I thought, what a great move he made on the little screen. A 26-yard gain there, two catches for 29 yards. Thompson, two for 27, including a 19-yarder for Travion Thompson in his last game as a Tiger. Hunter Renfrow in his last game, two catches for 10 yards, two 5-yard catches for Hunter, including a first down that was big. A 12-yard catch to DeAndre Overton, a 5-yard catch to Travis Etienne, and T.J. Chase caught a ball last night. Rushing-wise, Etienne, 14 carries for 86 yards and two touchdowns. So altogether, the three touchdowns for Travis Etienne. Trevor Lawrence, six carries for 27 yards, and it was Adam Choice, seven for 12, and Fisher, three for 11. Obviously, the two picks were part of the biggest part, or one of the biggest parts of the game, and we saw both Clemson cornerbacks and A.J. Terrell, the pick six, and Trevion Mullen flipping the field on his pick. Was a big, big part of that. Parade this weekend. National championship already been decided. Obviously decided. Now, the college football trophy you saw last night that was given to Clemson is one thing. Also, Clemson will receive the Associated Press national championship. Let me run down. And Zach, let me get your thoughts on some of this here. Clemson receives all 61 first-place votes. Alabama, 2. Ohio State, 3. Oklahoma, 4. Ohio State actually jumped Notre Dame. Ohio State, 3. Oklahoma, 4. And jumped Oklahoma as well. Notre Dame, 5. LSU, 6. Georgia, 7. Tied with Florida. Texas, 9. Let me ask you something. What's Texas doing behind Georgia? I watch that game. Washington State, 10. 11 through 15. Central Florida, Kentucky, Washington, Michigan, Syracuse. Nice year for Dino. 16 through 20. Texas A&M, Penn State, Fresno State, Army, and West Virginia.
So who wins your
and
bet?
21. What was my bet?
Was
the A&M bet?
Yeah.
Preseason poll next year.
Preseason, not post. Okay.
All right. West Virginia at 20, followed by Northwestern, Utah State, Boise State, Cincinnati, and Iowa. So Clemson beats 16th-ranked Texas A&M, 15th-ranked Syracuse, 5th-ranked Notre Dame, and 2nd-ranked Alabama. Four of the top 16 teams in the country Clemson took down this year. Tigers are the Associated Press national champions, the college football playoff national champions. Now, I know this. I just got this email from the college football playoff committee or college football playoff people here. Dabo Swinney, Trevor, offensive most valuable player, Trevor Lawrence, and defensive most valuable player, Travion Mullen, will meet with the media here at 9 o'clock Pacific time, so that's noon. And I want to encourage you to stay tuned to Brad and stay tuned to Quark and Kelly and for Walt for later today as far as the arrival times. I know that a lot of you would love to be out at GSP. I know a lot of you would love to be out on the overpasses on I-85. And I know a lot of you would love to be back in Clemson tonight when the Tigers do arrive back in town. So we'll have that information. I can also tell you ClemsonTigers.com maybe on the Twitter stuff. Follow social media. You can find that out stuff. But we'll have that all day long, Zach.
Yes, we'll have that updated all day long. Kelly Graham does a great job kind of managing our social media presence, and she'll be quickly and happily to update you on arrival times and any kind of interviews and quotes we need to know, and all that will be available on Twitter and our Facebook page and Instagram, and we'll be happy to do it.
Had a friend text me a while ago and said that, "I wish that your family could find the Alabama guy who gave your nephew a hard time the other day."
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm a little bit like Dabo. I've got a long memory, Zach. Yeah. I have a long memory. You don't want to mess around with that. So we'll find that guy at some point in time.
How about Alabama last night? Alabama had more first downs, had more plays run, had more time of possession, and they still lost that ball game.
Well, because Clemson's points came in a pick six, one, but also just came in big chunk plays. I think I'm right by saying it that there was a time there where Clemson had 37 points on 37 plays.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. And
it's
I know
efficiency, folks.
J Dub sent me that post or sent me that text during the game, and then two plays later on the big scoreboard at Levi Stadium, it was 37 points in 39 plays. So I think I'm right saying that Clemson had 37 points in 37 plays to start things out. Hey, Levi Stadium, good. not great. Really good. I mean, nice.
Hey, big fan of it when we win national titles there.
Yeah, Bays, man. Tampa Bay and San Francisco Bay. Good. Not as good as Jerry World. Haven't been to Atlanta yet, but for a five-year-old stadium, the light rail comes in. They drop you off right in front of the stadium, but getting in and out of there and the logistics of it and the elevators, that wasn't the best.
For all of the talk about it, it looked like the field held up pretty well. I didn't see a whole lot of slipping or sliding.
Yeah, I thought so. Now, Savion Smith got hurt on a move.
Yeah, but it wasn't looked like it was the field. It just looked like
I agree.
It just exploded. Like, was it Achilles? Is that what it was?
I don't know that. I don't know. I have not heard that. On Twitter, at Mickey Plyler, B-Watt writes in, I watched the ESPN broadcast last night, so of course it was Herb Street and Fowler. Any chance you guys could play Don Munson's call of the pick six? Go Tigers. I can tell you that we will be working on a bunch of highlights and a bunch of, Zach, I don't know if you can do that during this show or not, but over the next few months, you'll hear a bunch of commercials and a bunch of highlights, a bunch of rejoins of Don Munson, Rodney Williams, Tim Bray, and all those guys. Great calls from last night, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have rejoins, and we'll have probably some hockeys built into this. And for the pick six, I'm sure I can meander on over to the other studio and send it over to us, and we can play it today.
That's right. Morgan writes in on Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, everyone is overlooking the red zone defensive turnovers. No, we're not. I thought one of the biggest factors of the game was Clemson standing up to not only the red zone stuff, but also Alabama went for it on fourth down six times and only made three. So I thought that was a very big part of the game last night, that the Tigers' fourth down defense. Third down defense was big. Third down offense was big. Nick Saban talked about it. He said, we held their running game in check. What happened was that we got them in third down, but we couldn't keep them in third down. And that was a really big deal, he made it sound like. And just looking at the third down stats now, once again, Tigers 10 of 15 on third down, 1-1 on fourth down. So on the conversion downs, ball possession downs, Clemson was 11 of 16. Alabama was 4 of 13 on third down, 3 of 6 on fourth down. On those possession downs, they were 7 of 19. And not only, Mr. Orr 24, not only did Clemson convert those third downs, they converted them into touchdowns and converted them into big, huge chunk plays. Mm-hmm. I thought that was one of the biggest parts of the game, was that on third and 9 one time, third and 14 one time, those were massive plays in the game. Telephone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We will be flying out this morning, Zach, so we'll be back in the studio tomorrow. As far as programming, I know we have basketball tomorrow, but really all local programming will be live the next couple of days?
As far as I know, if anything changes, I'm happy to pass it along, but everything is live and local as far as I'm aware.
Okay. Clemson held Alabama scoreless for the final 44 minutes and 18 seconds of the game last night, scoring the final 30 points of this game. I asked you yesterday, Zach, on the show, how did this game feel different coming in? How does the game feel different coming out? Obviously, this game feels different now. And that was the three previous games. In game number four, we talked about what it felt going into it. Coming out of it now, big picture. What does this do for Clemson, big picture, recruiting, national championships, brand? What does this do for Clemson?
Big picture, I mean, it's already paying dividends. We see DJ's dad tweeting a firestorm last night. We're seeing all kinds of pictures and tweets and rumors that DJ's at the hotel hanging out with the team, and he's excited to be there, and he's interacting with fans and taking pictures, and you have recruits tweeting about it across the country. It's just a national title. It means so much to the recruiting trail. Kids want to win. They want to be a part of something successful. And it's different at Clemson in the sense that while they can push it and say, well, listen, we win a national title, and it's easier to land higher and blue chip recruits, if you will. At the end of the day, it's still Dabo Sweeney's process, still making sure you have the right players, not the best ones, right? And I think those are probably even more attracted to the program with the success you had, and especially the statement that you made last night. I mean, you punked Alabama. You dummied them last night. You were just feeding them their lunch for the whole second half. And it's just, it's almost unexplainable how much that meant to the recruiting trail, how much it meant to the program as a whole. Probably the donors, probably the, you know, everybody that's involved with IPTE, everybody who's involved in the board of trustees, Klimitz, Radakovich, everybody. It just, it means everything to everyone with how dominant that performance was last night.
No doubt about it. I want to go to our phone lines now. Matthias is in San Jose, and man, one of my favorite callers ever. Good morning, Matthias, man. How you doing this morning?
Mr. Plyler, I am on top of the world right now. My voice may not sound like it, but I am. It's amazing right now. Can't believe it.
I'm glad you got a chance to come out here, man. That was for folks that because you're I think you're our first caller from this side of the world. What explain to fans atmosphere, pregame, postgame, celebration, stadium for folks that weren't here? Kind of paint a picture for them.
Well, yeah, I've been here since Thursday, taking it all in. Pretty area, although the weather wasn't that great, except for game day. Amazing weather yesterday. An overpriced city, I'll say that. Everything was overpriced, but the city was hospitable. Everybody was nice, super friendly. During the weekend, it was hard to tell. I felt like you said a 50-50 split as far as fans go, but pre-game yesterday outside the stadium, it really felt like, I would say, 60-40 Clemson fans in the stadium. It was kind of hard to tell. I felt like we still had the majority. You could see the orange, and then a lot of neutral fans, a lot of local people came and watched the game. So I think we outnumbered Alabama fans, but the experience was awesome. The college football fan day, all that stuff was great. The media day, if anyone ever gets a chance, which I'm hoping we'll be back here annually, the media day on Saturday is awesome. You get to see the players up close and actually listening to some of their interviews. That was great. Saw Shaquille O'Neal in person. That was cool. It's been an awesome time here. And then yesterday at the game, I don't know, I just, early on in the game when Alabama scored their first touchdown and then we came back and scored on them, that's when I looked at my buddies and I said, yeah, we're here. And we answered the call. We're going to be here all night. And I think later on in the game, a couple of plays that stood out to me were the fake field goal and then us stopping to on that fourth play, that fourth down play down there near the end zone, just spoke of Saban's desperation. And I can't believe we had him that desperate that he was trying to do whatever he could to put up points. And we were looking at each other like they hadn't scored in the second half. And then I got to listen to the podcast, I think either Thursday or Friday, your podcast. We were listening to it this weekend, and you and Zach were saying, you hope you don't see Chase Bryce in the game. And I was thinking, actually, that might not be a bad thing. And then what do you know? Chase Bryce comes in on Alabama in the national championship game.
Yeah,
so, but
and did great.
Go ahead.
No, I said did great. Led the team down the field.
Yeah. And my one other question is, national championship game, you would say this was a game that an SEC team wanted to play in and wanted to win, correct?
Well, I mean, they already won something more important. They already won the SEC championship. So, no, they probably didn't want to be there. Hey, I have a question for you. Are you considering, I know you've been gone for a long time getting back, but are you considering coming up on Saturday?
Nikki, that's not even a question, buddy. I was going to be there for basketball anyway, but because it's going to be that much more of a special weekend, I'll be there bright and early.
All right, listen, come by the house. Let Zach give you my number. Do you have my number and all that stuff? Get in touch with me because I'll let Zach put you on hold. We're going to have a breakfast at my house really early, and we're going to walk down, drive down, whatever you're going to do after that. But love to have you up, man. I know you're one of the best fans I've ever been around. To make that drive from Charleston for midweek basketball games the way you do. And, man, I'd love to see you guys on Saturday.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I made this call to you two years ago in Tampa, and I slept for an hour and a half and then popped up and said, I got to catch Mickey. So, yeah, I'll see you on Saturday, buddy.
That sounds great. And let's talk this time in New Orleans next year.
Let's do it.
Great stuff, man. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. Zach, let's take a break. I've got a bunch of people on hold. If you're on hold, I promise you, I'm going to get straight to you. Cassandra and Jeff and William, if you're on hold, hang on. We do have to take a short break right now. My friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com, they want to come and sit down with you. They want to learn more about you and your family. They want to learn more about your finances and more about your futures and your plans. And if you're currently renting and seeing if they can help you actually build some equity and start investing and buying in a home, that first time home buy, or if you are already in a mortgage and have a home and or own a home and, or maybe they can help you refinance that. And maybe those rates might be better off, might be time to look at some of those things, or getting it from 30 down to 20 or 15 years. The other thing they do is get the renovations. And I've done this two different times with these folks, with a refinance and a renovation, and I can't tell you, it couldn't have gone any better. It is my wonderful friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. I trust these guys. I'll trust them on the next one. If you ever do a next one, it's PrimeLendingSC.com. Cassandra, Jeff, William, hang on. Coming right back to you. Short break, more after this.
Hey, Clemson basketball fans. Your Clemson men's basketball team returns to Little John Coliseum on Saturday, January the 12th, as they host a highly ranked University of Virginia team at noon. You can purchase tickets to this game and other upcoming ACC matchups by visiting ClemsonTigers.com or by calling the ticket office at 1-800-CLEMSON. We'll see you in Little John Coliseum, loud and solid orange, for this key ACC matchup.
Hey, homebuyers, you're about to make the biggest purchase of your life. It's a stressful, high-pressure situation. You need a lawyer you trust to make sure your deal closes without a hitch. Holiday Law Firm is your go-to closing attorney in the upstate. Hayes Holiday and Trey Ingram have helped hundreds of homeowners close on their dream home, and they want to be your closing attorney. Call Hayes and Trey today to help you with your purchase. You'll be glad you did. Visit holidaylawfirm.com for more information. Checking in with Jana Candler, Realtor Extraordinaire with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner. Jana, what do you think you've learned since becoming a realtor?
I've learned that being a good realtor is answering your phone, getting back to people in a very timely manner, and basically just handling the transaction so that they have nothing to worry about. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and their expectations and basically just taking care of them.
Jana, what has made you successful over the past year?
One of the things that sets me apart is my ability to take care of people. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and helping them get to the closing line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the upstate, call me, Jana Candler, with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Not cool, man.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good.
I'll tell you something good. It's tax season, and I felt so good for Donnie Patterson, for Russell Patterson, for all the Joni, and all those great, great, great buddies of mine at the Patterson's Tax Service. Get in touch with them. They want to do your taxes for you. It's already January the 8th. A lot of you are already getting your stuff in. And I want to tell you later this week about the maximum advance they can give you legally with the IRS. They're going to file your taxes for you, get them in, and get that refund back for you faster if you go ahead and call them now. Set the appointment now. This tax code can be very complicated this year. There's so many changes, so let them help you out. It's Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. Zach, I tell you what's crazy. My phone normally goes off. One of my secondary alarms I set every day is at 5:30, and my phone didn't go over to Eastern time on this thing here, so I just had an alarm go off. Got to get ready for the show coming up. Anyway, I'll tell you something pretty interesting before we get these phone calls. Right behind us yesterday, flying in, the plane that landed right behind ours was Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. And as we enter the airport there, there's about eight highway patrolmen, California highway patrolmen there, chips, you know. And I said, hey, guys, appreciate the escort. He goes, we're not here for you. I went, oh, okay. They were great. There. And I said, hey, but by the way, great movie. Chips, get it?
Mm, see what they're doing? I love California the TV show.
Yeah, TV show, Chips, John and Ponch, yeah. Cassandra is calling in on our Northern Communication phone lines in Liberty, South Carolina. Good morning, Cassandra. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Whoo, we're blessed. We're walking around like we're just walking around light as feathers today.
Well, I'm calling back because I called in when we won the Natty a couple of years ago in Tampa. And I had just started my journey to enter into the Clemson family at a married mother of six, going back to college at 45. And after we won that national championship, I thought, if they can do that, I can do this. And so I'm calling back in because when I got my ring back in November at the ring ceremony, I thought, wow, I'm almost there. And what a great honor and a tradition, and we were actually the largest class ever to receive rings. It was almost like 1,700 of us getting rings that night. And so just sitting there watching it last night, I thought, this is my senior year. I graduate in May, and we won again. So I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm beyond. I'm like, this has been like the best journey I've ever had, and the best journey that I've taken so many people along with me to help me with Excel spreadsheets and freaking Minitab and everything else. But just to be able to walk on campus and to walk into the buildings and to know the history and the tradition and the fight that you have to do and you have to have, the ambition that you have to have to be able to accomplish a goal. And that's what I feel like I'm doing, and I feel like that's what they did last night, and we'll continue to do that as a Tiger family. We just fight. We go after what we want, and so it's just awesome.
Cassandra, I remember your call well, and I was inspired by it. I think it's awesome. And what I don't remember about it, and maybe you got a different perspective now 2 years later, as a mother of six, like when you tell your kids, hey, I'm going to go do this, and now where you are now, and like, you know, your kids are going to be at your graduation ceremony coming up in May, like what's that going on in the family life with you now?
Well, it's awesome. My oldest daughter is 30, so she's so excited, but then it goes all the way down to 11. And my 11-year-old has been fed orange whatever since he's been born. And my husband's a Florida State fan. So he lost out on that one because Bryson is all about Clemson. But he sees me staying up late. He'll come up, you know, in the morning when I'm still sitting at the table because I pulled an all-nighter, and gives me a kiss on the head. And then just to know that they were there at the ring ceremony, but they see the drive and the determination that it takes to be able to, you know, to finish and accomplish a goal and to go to college and to want to better yourself. You know, I already had a 25-year career in dentistry, and then I just wanted to do something different. And I was like, okay. And I prayed about it. My husband's a pastor, and he was like, well, if the Lord tell you go to school, go to school. He's like, I can't argue with that. And I'm like, no, you can't. So it's just been an awesome experience for my family and my grandkids. I mean, I have grandkids. They wear orange, too. But, you know, they know that Mimi's in college, and they just know that you just have to go for what you want to go for. You know, put God first and, you know, family second, and it's almost football third. But, you know, it's just going after what you want in life and knowing that you only have one life to do it. You know, I had a, we buried a friend of mine at 45 years old the other week, and, I mean, life is not promised, you know, a day is not promised to us, but you have to strive and do what you want to do, what God has given you the ability to do. You just have to go do it.
Well, I think you're awesome. I think you're an inspiration, and I hope that there's maybe some other 45-year-old out there that you've inspired and talked into doing this. Now, you got to do me one other favor. I want to hear from you. Call us up before you graduate. I'm going to forget about it between now and May, but you got to call us up and tell us about maybe the week of graduation.
Yes, I'll call you May 9th.
that's the day of graduation.
Everybody knows that's the day of graduation, so yes, I will call back.
You're setting a great example for your kids and your grandkids and what your husband doing. That's awesome. Congratulations, and I really appreciate it. Can't wait to talk to you in May.
All right, thank you. Go Tigers.
How about that, Mr. Orr 24? I think that's awesome, man. I think that is. I remember the phone call in Tampa, and I remember being moved, and that's just an inspirational story there. Grandmother, mother of six, 45. Going to graduate college this May. Awesome. Jeff is in Atlanta, Georgia, in the Peachtree State. Good morning. Peachtree in the Peach State. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. God bless you. And how about them Tigers?
That's crazy, man. What a great night. Hey, Jeff, can you say this? Maybe the greatest win in Clemson football history?
I mean, a little bit of the air came out of it because we stomped them so bad. I mean, it wasn't as thrilling at the end, you know, with a great, spectacular play. But, yeah, I think looking back at it in retrospect, that was a curb stomping. And it really just put people in their place. I wanted to kind of make two points. First of all, I got to say I'm a little sad because this is in one way the worst day of the year because it's the longest time until we get to see Clemson play football again.
Yeah.
I know, I hate to say that, but doggone, I just can't wait to see him play again, you know. But and another thing, I wanted you to try and put some historical perspective on this season. Dabo made the statement, first team in college football history, 15-0 or 15 wins, you know, to go perfect season, whatever. Okay, and then stupid ESPN says, oh, well, back when Fred Flintstone played for Harvard and Yale, you know, whatever. Okay, can we clarify that statement to say major college football history? Because that was back before they had either Division 1A or whatever. So how can we clarify that statement to make it historically perfect for the haters at ESPN?
We can say in modern football history, we can say, I love, by the way, Fred Flintstone was a, he was really good, you know, with the ball not in his hands. He's a good blocker, so he's good there. Now, we can say, we can come up with something like that because, you know, that's in the days where.
But would you say that was major college, college football before they had 1A?
No, I'm with you on that one. I would say the first Division 1A football team to go 15-0. Division or the best,
yeah,
first FBS.
Because I don't care about FCS. I don't care about Division III. I don't care about NFL or high school or Pee Wee League. We don't play in that league. We play FBS. Okay,
right.
We're the first in major college football history, 15-0. It was just beautiful. And did you see? I know you saw it. The Wet Willie. I know you saw it.
I loved it. Absolutely loved it. That was.
I'm gonna miss Christian Wilkins so much. I might shed a tear when he makes a speech at the big party. I'm just going to miss that guy so much. And I'm just so glad that Dabo Swinney gets wonderful young men and molds them like that. I mean, when you're working with great, you know, you start off with great young men, and they do that on the recruiting trail, because I know they don't recruit everybody that's good. They recruit the right kind of players, the right kind of young men. But then Dabo takes them, and he just makes them even better. And I just love that he cares about his young men so much. I just love that. That's it. I'll hear your comments off the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for sure on that one. The Jeff talked about being sad, and it was, you know, because you now got to wait a long time before you play Georgia Tech on a Thursday night, though, in Death Valley, which they'll unveil some new signage around Death Valley. That's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. But with that said, Mr. Or 24, it's sad in that you will never see Christian Wilkins in a Clemson uniform again. You'll never see Hunter Renfrow in a Clemson uniform again. Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant.
Maybe Cleveland Farrell. He's got another year left.
I wouldn't count on that one. You know, you'll never see those guys in the Clemson uniform again. I think that you'll see a lot of juniors leave here this week. I think you'll see several guys make a decision to leave this week. But this senior class is tied for the most wins in any senior class in NCAA football history.
55 wins. They have 4 college football playoff appearances. They have 2 national titles and 4 conference titles to their name. Truly the best senior class in Clemson history as of right now.
The greatest senior class in college football history.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Alabama,
they won 4 conference
identical
championships.
Identical numbers except for the conference championships. They have 3 instead of 4.
Right. So the tiebreakers conference championships, and Clemson has 4. Alabama has 3.
No, I'm telling you, buddy.
I like it. Hey, let me get William before our break and Traveler's Rest. Good morning, my friend. How you doing, William?
Calling from the San Francisco airport, Mickey.
Oh, I love it, dude. I love it. I knew you were out here. That's why I wanted to get to you. Didn't want to keep you take so long. What time's your flight?
In about an hour.
Great.
But, you know, it just means more, and Bama didn't want to be here. That has to be what Feinbaum's going to talk about today.
I love it, man. I love it, no doubt.
Great. Hey, I got a quick, if you've never been out here and taken the one, go ahead.
Yeah. I got a quick question for you. What's the airport in San Francisco like right now? Any orange out there now?
The Clemson fans everywhere.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
It's good. Bama fans are very quiet, and it was awesome. We had front row seats in the Clemson end zone, so we got to see the interception of right to us. And T. Higgins, I have that on video, him catching that pass. It was amazing.
Oh, that's awesome, man. What a great trip. Did you guys enjoy your trip? Everything go great with you?
Great. If you've ever been and took in the drive over to Pebble Beach and did that whole thing, that was awesome. Whether you play golf or not, that was awesome. And I thought I was the only one that got the chip service all the way from here to my hotel. It was nice. I pulled up and had a time for George Clooney.
That's great, man. I hadn't done Pebble Beach yet, but I'm going to one day. I'm going to wait for my son to come now. We're going to bring him back out here. I like it out here. I didn't think I was going to like it, but it's a beautiful piece of the country.
Less the rain Sunday, oh my word. Yeah. But if you haven't been out there, Vic, you got to go do it. I don't even golf, and it's amazing.
Yeah. I've asked several people here, William, is this the greatest win in Clemson football history?
We could have put up 60 easily.
Yeah. Call the dogs off.
And I think so. But it's going to be tough seeing those guys leave. I'm with the other college. It's going to be hard to see Christian and Renfrow and Dexter Lawrence. He was one of the biggest fans on the sidelines. You can see him over there tackling everybody when I came off. It was amazing.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, I know you've been gone a long time there. Will you be over on Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to have
be there. Bringing the kids.
Yeah. I can't wait for it, man. Give us a call back. Have a safe trip back, William, and look forward to talking to you later in the week for sure.
Had to call and hear your show this morning. I know that was the shortest, best week you've had. Go Tigers.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Zach, I think we're going to have, you know, we had a huge crowd. I've got to go back and look at numbers again from the last 2016. But it's been 2 long years, but it's finally coming home. It's finally coming home. We're going to take a break, wrap things up. Hey, the Kiwi Financial Group and Greg Wells, he wants to visit with you and plan your future and plan your Social Security. You know, this trip's been pretty doggone expensive for a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And, you know, this whole Clemson football playoff thing has been very expensive for a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And so maybe you need to sit down with Greg and help pay for some of this. Let Greg talk to you about investing in stocks and bonds and mutual funds and alternative investments and insurance solutions like life and health and Medicare supplements and disabilities and Social Security maximization and planning and retirement income planning and college planning and estate planning. They do everything. They are not a big box advising firm. They're not tied to any of those. So they can help you with the appropriate investment. And their goal is to have a positive influence on your life, let them do that. Give them a chance at that. They're at 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, next door to Max Drive-In, 654-5043, 654-5043, or visit them at KiwiFG.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. If you want to reach us, we're going to have one more open phone line segment and the final segment of the show. Really, I got to be honest with you. One of the final segments we'll do from California in quite some time, I hope. A short break, more after this.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Four Paws American Pub, Clemson's newest spot for delicious house-made dishes like pan-fried trout, hot wings, juicy burgers, and more. Located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott, made fresh with local ingredients, Four Paws' diverse menu will fit any craving or time of day. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws to catch a game on the 20 big-screen HD TVs. Call 654-5151 to place your to-go order. Four Paws American Pub, locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers!
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Another year has come and gone, and if you are ready to ring in the new year with a new look, Urban Nirvana is the place to be. Their professional stylists can give you a look that makes you feel your best, and when you feel your best, you can tackle anything. The spa is the place to start your new year off with a kind of refreshing, relaxing rejuvenation that can change your outlook. Get ready for the new year with Urban Nirvana. Two locations, MacBee Station and the Shops at Greenridge, or online at urbannirvana.com.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
I think this entire audience is on medication.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Final segments of the show from Santa Clara, California. Let's get back to our phone lines. 654-ROAR. You got time in this segment if you want to reach us. Justin is in Greenville, South Carolina. Good morning, Justin. How you doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing, Mickey? Long time no talk to you, man.
I know, buddy. I hope you're doing well.
Man, first I want to tell you congrats on your baby and also the fact of your anniversary and all. I tried to call on your anniversary show, but never got through. But, man, I got to say, this is just amazing, man. 2 years ago, I got married to my wife the year that Clemson won the national championship. And this year, like you, I'm having a baby this year, too. So, I mean,
it's a special time. That's awesome, buddy. You know, I was telling Justin, I was in the parking lot last night after the game, and even before the game, the guys that were coming out here with, and I was like, man, you know, of all the greatest things that can happen here, that's not the most important thing, man. You got bigger and better coming. We're in February, man. I hope it's great. I want to encourage you to do this because I want to keep up with you. But let us know, man. When are y'all expecting?
February 23rd.
Awesome. Where are y'all delivering? Do you know?
Greenville Hospital, Patewood. Okay. Right now it's Patewood.
Okay.
That we're delivering at.
All right, we're in Greenville, but at another hospital over at Montsecure. But man, I can't wait to hear from you. I hope it goes great. But I'm gonna encourage you, man. You got to call in when your baby gets here because I want to hear all about it.
Oh, most definitely, man. And congrats on y'all's baby as well. And man, I got some sleep this time around because the year they won, and I texted them saying that I had been up the entire night. This year I got the sleep that I wanted. I just can't believe how we literally rolled Alabama like we did.
Well, it was an unbelievable performance. Pat Forty this morning, I was reading an article with him during the break, and he talked about how Dabo Swinney's program now is the equal to Alabama, and on Monday night they were better, dramatically better, shockingly better, and four touchdowns better. One of the greatest wins ever, which is fantastic. Hey, man, I appreciate you calling in. Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
One more question. Do you know when the team's arriving back in South Carolina? Today or will it be tomorrow? Do you know?
I think it's going to be today. Dabo and Trevor Lawrence and Travion Mullen meet with the media here at noon Eastern time, 9 o'clock Pacific. And I think they're probably – I don't know this for sure, but sometime after that they'll leave. So that's going to put them back, you know, early evening maybe. But I would tell you this, check RWCCP, our sites and our shows and media, and then check, you know, TigerNet and all those guys. They'll have all that updated at some point in time. But I don't think there's a definite arrival time yet. But when we get it, we will put it up for sure.
All right. Well, you have a good one, Mickey. You be safe coming back, and thank you for letting me call in.
Thank you, Justin. Good luck, man. Keep us up to date. Let's get three more, Zach. Actually, let's get four more in the final segment. Duncan is in Greenville. I got 2 minutes each. Hey, good morning, Duncan. Thanks for calling in. I hope you're doing well.
Good. How are you?
Great. Fantastic.
I'm just going to say this. You know, last night was such a special night for us. And it's not for sympathy or anything, but we lost my grandfather the week before the Florida State game. And I was at my father's house last night. And when Clemson scored the final touchdown, he spoke to his mother. And he said, Dad would have been so proud of his boys tonight. You know, Clemson won that national championship. Yeah, that's awesome. But it also put hope and excitement back into my family after a loss. And I just want to say, last night meant so much more than just a trophy for my family.
Duncan, I appreciate you calling in on that, man. And that's something I've learned through the years is what, you know, all sports do, specifically here in this area, the success of this football team and what it means and what it means for families. I get it, man. I totally get it. What it means to my family. I totally get all that. I'm sorry about your grandfather, but I'm glad you guys had a great night last night. And, man, I really appreciate you sharing that with us today.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Thank you, Duncan. I get that, man. It means so much to so many people, so many families, no doubt. Orlando is in Senecaville. Good morning, Orlando. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guy. How are you doing?
Man, just blessed. Very blessed.
Hey, you know, I just think about how my wife was saying, you know, my son had a basketball game, and they all the officials rushed through the games, you know, all four games, girls, boys, JV, varsity. And everybody was trying to get home to watch the game, but I was pretty enthralled with the game, had it on my phone, doing stuff around the house, watching ESPN on my phone. And my wife said, I've never seen you like this. My kids, they'd never seen you like this. She said, do you have money on this game? I said, no. And I began to explain to her, what I'm going to tell you is that it's so countercultural to have a program like Dabo Swinney where it's faith, family, and then football. And major college football has been lost in so many ways, you can see in this past year. Here's a program that's not lost, and it's built on the rock and not the Howard Rock. It's the rock of Jesus Christ. He's a man that walks his walk, and his faith is mirrored in his everyday living. And the moment wasn't too big because he's grounded. He's grounded in the best place you can be grounded, which is in Jesus Christ. And it's so great I just remember when Nuke Hopkins got baptized in practice, and that Clemson, said, hey, we believe in faith, and that's who we are, and that's what we're going to have here. And you can, take us to court. We'll go to court. Fine, let's do that. It's so different. And now, even the ESPN broadcast had to take notice the culture is different, how that it was important, that faith was important to Trevor Lawrence. And one of the reasons why he wanted to come to Clemson, it's not perfect all the time. It was really hard, Dabo making that decision and to make him starter, and then he goes out and gets hurt. And the miracle of Bryce coming in and winning that game, it was just a wonderful storybook season. The one the Lord probably wrote a long time ago. Christian Wilkins, the ideal man that you would want somebody to marry your daughter, but a perfect student athlete in the real sense of the word. That's the program, and it gives hope to me as I go through my life as a man trying to be a man of faith, that you can do it in the workplace, that you can be family first, faith first, and still be successful without sacrificing anything. Go Tigers, man. Have a great morning.
Thank you, Orlando. Couldn't have said any of that any better myself. I love how you put it, and I knew when I went to you that that was what it was going to sound like. I totally agree there. Gentry is the final phone call of the show. Gentry, thanks for hanging on. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, man, I'm just sitting on the dock of bay watching the tide roll away, Mickey. I ain't been to sleep yet. I even took the day off. I hope the boss man's listening. Hey, listen, this is my thing. The man won two national championships. Can we get him a statue? I mean, at least give that man a statue out there by Memorial Stadium.
No doubt about it. Get it, pay for it. We'll start a drive here at CCP to pay for it. Whatever we got to do, get the man a statue.
That's right. Hey, love the show, Mickey. Hey, fly home safe, brother.
Thank you, Gentry. Appreciate that phone call. Zach. And finishing up, I got a quick story for you.
What's that?
With some great friends last night after the game, I just stopped by. They're tailgating, and I wanted to see them, and they're having some spirits. And a car pulls up that's leaving. They're in a parking garage on the top deck, and a car pulls up, and they had about 8 or 10 or 12 beers left over. And they said, here, man, we can't drink these. We're going back on the airport, but we want to give you all these right now. And they gave them out. There's a bunch of young people around them there, too, a bunch of people your age there. And the guy said, but the only thing is y'all got to sing a song with us. And it was sitting on the dock of the bay watching the tide roll away. that was his new favorite song, he said. So. The Bay of San Francisco Bay has been very, very good to Clemson here in the last 12 hours or so. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands at Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates, thanks to Brad Hughes. I trust him with my life. I trust him with everything I have. And I can't say enough about my great friend, Brad Hughes. And the Allstate Insurance Agency, we forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I forgive all the churches for doing this. I love this. Our church put up a post last night on social media that said, for all those who prayed, quote, if Clemson wins, I'll go back to church. The following times are 8:30, 10 o'clock, 11:30 on Sunday. So we'll see you at church on Sunday. I'm embarrassed, and I told our pastors, I'm embarrassed to tell you how many times I prayed for God to intervene into a football game. But you'll see a lot of those really cute signs now of if you made a little deal with God, then this Sunday is a great time to go ahead and repay that one. We finish things up, buddy, as we always do with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, Nick Saban's worst loss since he was an NFL head coach with the Miami Dolphins, and he lost 21-0 to the Buffalo Bills in the year 2006. It is Alabama's worst loss under Nick Saban. They have not been beaten by 14 or more points since Nick Saban beat Alabama when he was with LSU. It's a ridiculous turn of events. 28-point victory last night. It is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. Can't get enough of it. We will have you updated when the team gets back. Throughout the day, stay tuned to our social media. Stay tuned to the show. Brad's up next. Kelly and Kwok and Walt this afternoon. Can't wait to bring it all to you. Happy National Championship to everybody out there, and thank you so much for tuning in this morning.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate you doing that. Eric Newton, ericnewton.com for all of your real estate needs. It's my wonderful friend, ericnewton.com. Hey, he'd love to help you in Clemson for real estate. I saw a great tweet by Eric this morning. I know he's awfully happy this morning, but if you want to get over and get in part of the greatest place to live in the world, get in touch with Eric Newton, full-service real estate and Focal Realty and Tiger Properties, and Eric Newton can help you out. Zach, my two-minute drill is the unsung heroes, the Mitch Hyatts and the Fawcett Nellies. How about Mark Fields last night? How about Will Spires averaging 43.3 yards a punt last night?